Have you ever eaten strange food before? What about black pudding or bugs? Delicacies around the world are shaped by people that make up the culture, the food that is palatable to them, and the way in which they approach the need to feed oneself. In some cultures, food is seen merely as nourishment for the body. However, in others, it is something to be enjoyed and shared with all those around you. This openness in the approach to food has given rise to a form of tourism that is becoming ever more popular, gastronomic tourism. This means not only are people searching out local, authentic food when they travel, but are traveling specifically to try different local delicacies. Such enthusiasm exists that people are even searching out strange and uncommon foods to try for nothing more than the novelty that is associated with them. In Japan, there is a gourmet fish that, unlike 007, does not need a license to kill. This is the elusive pufferfish, which is possessed with a neurotoxin that will kill a full-grown man in less than a day. This fish also has a vengeance though, and if it is killed violently by a predator, then, suffice to say, it does not go quietly. What makes this happen is that when killed, the toxin spreads throughout the fish's muscle tissue, and therefore forces its predator to ingest the toxin, rendering it helpless. This frightful fish doesn't scare off the Japanese though, who specially train chefs so that they can prepare this delectable creature for their famished guests. The chefs have to be careful when killing and cutting the meat to be sure that no meat is tainted with the fish's neurotoxin. Despite their training and care, there are a few pufferfish fatalities every year, victims of nature's version of Tutankhamun's curse. In the mid-Atlantic region of the United States, there is in turn another sea-based delicacy. There are restaurants referred to as oyster bars where the local fisherman's catch of the day rules the menu. What the Chesapeake Bay has been lucky enough to be bequeathed is a staggering array of oysters. People travel the East Coast to visit these establishments where on any given day you can find fare that consists of 15 to 13 different varieties of oyster. These mollusks require little preparation as they're generally eaten raw with perhaps a little bit of lemon squeezed on top. The catch is always fresh, and the local law actually guarantees this aspect, as the oysters that are not consumed must be discarded at the end of the day. However, if raw fish is not your cup of tea, many of the oyster bars will offer cooked versions with everything from fried oysters to oysters and pasta, much like we find in clam and pasta dishes. The final gourmet treat which we will look at in this overview comes from the cold, sea-encircled reaches of the Northern Hemisphere in a tiny Scandinavian country, Iceland to be exact. We find a delicacy as strange as anyone might expect. It begs the question, had I known what I was chomping on, would I still have eaten it? In this northern country, the heart of a puffin is considered to be a delicacy. Even the famed celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay found himself inquiring and gave the dish a try. A puffin is a small bird that is found in cold climates. It's black with yellow and orange marks and red feet. Now we have seen several dishes from around the world, each considered to be a delicacy in its place of origin, and the question must be asked, which of these would you be most inclined to chow down on? Send us your thoughts at WXMZ Gourmet Radio. Until next time, my fellow globe-trotting foodies.